At the John Deere API Integrator Conference, I am visiting with one of the partner companies here, MapShots, and Ted Macy. Ted, first of all, what do you do for MapShots?
I'm the Vice President of Operations and the lead architect and one of the developers in the organization.
So we kind of call some of us ag nerds. This is the kind of conference you like to go to then, right?
Yeah, it is. The technical side of it, yes.
Exactly. Well, first of all, I guess, what's your impression or thoughts on what Deere is doing in kind of greatly expanding the openness they're making to developers to their APIs?
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, they've made the EIC was available for 5 years now, so they were really one of the first companies to really give us an expanded access into their product. This is just allowing that same access through the web on it, so it's the next logical evolution on it, but they're really committed to the effort.
So I'm guessing that you do have a developer.deer.com account already?
Yes, we do.
What are your impressions? I know this is sort of a beta position we're in right now.
Well, it's working great. We've got a large number of growers between our own customers and those of some of our private labeled companies. It's just working. The grower leaves the field with the machine, and in 15 minutes he can go into his crop record keeping system and he can see the yield map or that or his tillage map or his anhydrous map, whatever the activity is that he's performed. And it's what we had always hoped for. No hands-on in the data transfer process at all.
So do you already have some product that's kind of worked integrating with John Deere?
Yes, we do.
So how about this conference? Does this give you some new ideas?
You know, we got a little bit of a heads up on some things that were coming down the road that Deere might be introducing. Mm-hmm. We've been a part of the beta on this wireless data transfer integration and things. So all the things that were kind of unveiled about that, we'd already had some opportunity for exposure to. But we learned some things about where they're going in the water management arena. Mm-hmm. Things like that make it good to come.
So how about looking at the farmer customer out there, in this case on the ag side, what does all this mean to them, do you think, ultimately?
It's the opportunity to get good data a lot with a lot less pain. Like I said, right now the grower leaves the field, he pushes no buttons on the monitor, and the next time he goes to look at his crop records, the map's in there, so that's really the key thing that we're talking about here.
We heard a lot today about mobile devices, and even got in a little demonstration with Google Glass, which comes out next year. What are your thoughts in terms of what MapShots is doing, and how useful are these gadgets becoming in this whole precision ag world of today?
Better quality of data at the time that you're out there collecting the data, I think, will improve the entire process. I don't know which technology is going to be right, but I think there are several technologies that are all significant enough and common enough that it really gives us an opportunity to think about what might really be possible on real-time data collection.
So I know you said you've been involved with Deere for a while now, working with them. What has that meant to MapShots? I mean, how have you been able to look at that experience, time, because you got your own investment into it, for what it's done for your company?
Well, you can't be a player out here in this industry if you don't have the opportunity to work directly with Deere data on it. It's just not an option at all. A few years ago, it was probably really the difference between is MapShots going to continue or not continue on it. At that point in time, we had, when Deere software was in its infancy, we had a product that could do things with Deere hardware that the own Deere software couldn't do. And I mean, that's what their openness was really about, was letting the grower have the best opportunity to work with their machines. And so that's it's been critical to be able to have that integration with your equipment.
So what would be an example of a MapShots product that is using this kind of integration?
Our Ag Studio product line. We have our Easy Suite product line that we've had for years, but are in the process of replacing with our Ag Studio product line. And Ag Studio is a web application as well as a desktop application, whichever environment is most suitable to the task. Ag Director Services is a server-side solution that we have that integrates with Deere and several other API wireless vendors and brings all the data into a common format that another organization can put into their own database, sometimes databases that are competitive to our own Ag Studio product.
So it sounds like it's going good then.
Yes, it is. Very well.
It's good to be MapShots today.
It is. Very good.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Ted Macy with MapShots, one of the partner companies here at this Integrator Workshop, or conference, I should say, that's taking place in Des Moines, Iowa. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.